Welcome to the translation of the sermon delivered by Apostle East Dawson at New Jerusalem Church on Easter Sunday, 4th of April 2021. Praise the Lord. First of all, let me express my sincere wishes on the occasion of Easter to every one of you. The Lord said, "I died, but I'm still alive forever." There are plenty of witnesses to vouch for that statement who lived in those days and today as well. The people in those days did not realize that he was the Son of God and the Messiah. They branded him as a holy man, a prophet, a special one by seeing him perform miracles and healings. But they didn't know he is the Son and the second entity in the Holy Trinity. Romans chapter 1 verses 3 and 4 say, "His Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David, according to the flesh, and who, through the Spirit of holiness, was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. He is Jesus Christ, our Lord." Nicodemus came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." But he didn't accept the theory that he is the Son of God. Once Jesus asked his own disciples what the people think of him as they had seen his performance as a teacher and the healer and the performer of miracles. His disciples told him that some consider him as Jeremiah, some as honorable man, and some as a prophet. They never said that he was the Son of God. He turned toward his disciples and asked them what they thought of him. Nobody opened his mouth to say anything. Only Apostle Peter declared, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus told him that this secret was not revealed to him by any man but the living God. Dear children, people did not know that he was the Son of God until he died and rose up again. A lot of people have done great things in this world, and many have departed. Not one of their graves had ever opened up. When we were in Jerusalem, we visited King David's tomb, and it is a closed one. But the tomb of Jesus is still open today. That is the reason why people make a kilometer-long queue to have a look at it. In Revelations chapter 1 verses 18 and 19, Jesus says, "I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Write therefore what you have seen, what is now and what will take place later." When Jesus was buried, his disciples were waiting anxiously in a room. Having forgotten the promise of his resurrection, they became despondent. They had been with him for 3.5 years. They were the witness to his miracles. He had even told them once that he would be taken up to heaven and come back again, but they never registered that piece of information in their heads. We read thus in Luke chapter 18 verses 31 to 34. Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him. On the third day he will rise again." But they understood nothing about all these things. In fact, what he said was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. This is the reason why the women went to the tomb on the third day. Mark chapter 16 verse 6 says, "The angel said, 'Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body.'" It was thus the women were announced his resurrection first, and they informed the apostles. We have to announce his rising from death at any rate. One cannot hide the fact that Jesus is alive. Acts chapter 3 verse 14 says, "But you denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this." Peter and John were going to the temple, and they saw this lame man looking for alms. Peter told him that they didn't have silver and gold with them, but they had the power of Jesus who had risen from the dead. They pulled him by the hands, "Let him stand on his feet in the name of Jesus." He jumped up and down and entered into the temple glorifying God. The authorities of the temple asked them by what power they were doing all these miracles. "It is the power of Jesus who had risen from dead, with which the apostles were doing them, and they were the witness to those deeds." Dear children, anyone who experiences the power of Jesus will proclaim it to others. The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. An educated man could be misled by certain information, but these apostles lived with Jesus and had seen all those miracles. That is the reason why they could boldly command the miracles to happen. Many of the people who heard their message believed it, so the number of believers now totaled about 5,000 men. It had been proved strongly that Jesus was the Son of God after he had risen from the dead. Mary Magdalene announced the resurrection of Jesus to the apostles, and by that some 500 people started believing in Jesus Christ. On the day of his resurrection, two of his disciples were going to a place called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. It was the Jesus who had risen from the dead. Jesus said, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them replied, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that have happened there the last few days." "What things?" Jesus asked them. "Well, the things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth. We had hoped he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. These things happened 3 days ago. Some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the women had said." Jesus said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." At that moment, they had reached the village where they were going. Jesus acted as if he would go further, but they requested him to stay with them as it was getting dark. While they were sitting down to have dinner, he opened their eyes and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Luke chapter 24 verses 32 to 40 say, "They said to each other, 'Didn't our heart burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together. They were saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' But the whole group was startled and frightened, thinking they were seeing a ghost. 'Why are you frightened?' Jesus asked. 'Why are your hearts filled with doubt? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have.' As he spoke, he showed them his hands and feet. Beloved children, every one of us should be a solid witness to our Lord Jesus Christ. As he is alive, we are alive too. As we know who Jesus is without any doubt, we should announce everybody that he is the Savior. As he is alive, he appears to us and answers to our prayers. A lot of people seek him just to have some peace of mind. They celebrate the coming back to life as a form of entertainment that pleases the flesh. The purpose of his resurrection is lost on them. We as the church members should be the living witness to him that he is the God who lives. We should say that our Lord is living in me and strengthens me. He answers the people who call out to him since he is alive. When he was alive, people were reluctant to accept him as God. But when they heard that he rose from the dead, the news spread like a wildfire. When Judas died, they wanted to elect a man in his place. Acts chapter 1:22 says that whoever is chosen to join us has to be a witness of Jesus' resurrection. Once a man was writing, "There is no God," on the wall as a graffiti. Suddenly a voice from the other side declared, "There is God." He went around investigating, but the voice shifted direction and started to assault his ears from all directions. Soon it began to shake his heart as well. He saw the vision of the Lord's suffering on Calvary. He heard the voice of Jesus telling him, "My son, I am your God and accept me." He was made to realize the wastefulness of his life. He just fell on his knees and accepted Jesus and lived as a witness to God. Dear children, the Lord died, but he lives forever. Many people wanted to make Jesus to stumble in his mission. In Matthew 22, we read, Jesus was approached by some Sadducees, religious leaders, who say there is no resurrection from the dead. They posed this question. "Teacher," they said, "Moses told us that if a man dies without having children, his brother must marry the widow and have children for him. Now there were 7 brothers among us. The first one married and died, and since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second and third brother, right down to the 7th. Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the 7? Since all of them were married to her." Jesus replied, "Your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God. At the resurrection, people neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like angels in heaven." Jesus Christ accused those Sadducees of thinking like the mortals, not knowing the scripture. He reminded them that no one will be connected with each other through marriage or in any other way. They will be like angels there. Dear children, as our Lord lives among us, we could stand as witnesses to him. Even small children could see his vision and describe him as they have their eyes open. The 2 disciples who were going to Emmaus could hear him talk, but they couldn't see him. Their eyes were open when he broke the bread with them. We should have our eyes opened, and we are doing everything to have our spiritual eyes opened, and I thank the Lord for that. Paul had known the power of Jesus. He had been a scholar of distinction. Whoever finds Jesus goes through a transformation, a kind of resurrection. He says like this in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, "I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead." The Lord rose from the dead. Like him, I would also rise from the dead like he did, said Paul. When Jesus was alive, he promised his disciples that he was going to heaven to build a house for them, and come back to take them there. He is coming back to take us to the place that has been prepared for us. Let us make ourselves to be the witness to him. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance and race marked out for us." The attractions of this world are useless once we really understand the blessings marked for us. All we have to do is run the race steadily towards the Lord. We will also die, and if it happens at the time of his arrival, we will be transformed and taken away with him. The resurrection proved Jesus to be the true Son of God, and we are the witness to that. We, the children of God, have a resurrection. We will be seated in the highest as Jesus is seated next to the Lord. Until then, let's not fall for the traps of Satan so that we can receive the eternal bliss and be a witness to God. Amen.
If you want to contact us, our website is www.newjerusalemnews.in. Email njcngl@gmail.com. May God bless you all. Amen.